Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
Pete McMurray, Jane Monzuris in the Allstate Skyline Studios. We met our next guest, and I told Jane that I wanted to be friends with him.
And now you text him every single day.
Unfortunately, he gave me his cell phone number, and I try to text him just so he doesn't forget about us. He's a chef. He's a dad. He's a TV star. He's such a great guy. He's here to talk turkey. It's our friend Graham Elliott. You look great.
Amazing.
Thank you so much.
You're going to LA to do something, aren't you? You got that LA look right now.
Yeah. I've got a body built for radio. So
you are a sight for sore eyes. You look amazing. You're dressed amazing. I mean, I guess I haven't seen you in a while.
Yeah, right? I've changed. I've kind of upped my game.
Look at this leather coat on with this cool shirt. Are you going to a photo shoot?
No, but I am actually going to go to an interview later. So, you know, I had to bring the A game.
Like a job interview?
just an interview of future opportunity.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Well, you're doing a TV show right now, right?
Yeah.
Are you done with that?
We just wrapped it. It's going to be awesome. So it's called Family Food Fight, and it's going to be on ABC. So big major network deal, and it's
you're now network.
I've moved up. I've
no,
made it.
No, but you were network before.
Well, MasterChef was, yeah. And then Top Chef was cable. But this show, it's hosted by Aisha Curry.
She's great.
Kat Cora.
I love Kat.
Oh, I know Kat.
She's
sure.
awesome.
That's great.
Yeah. So the idea is, instead of just a cooking competition where each person's fighting each other, this is families. So you have, you know, a Middle Eastern family and a family from the South, and then, you know, Mediterranean Italian family, where it's the mom and two sons, three sisters, you know, the mom and dad and the kid. And at the end of the day, the best family wins.
So it's like all their secret family recipes?
Yes, yes.
Oh,
and
great.
Amazingly pertinent, you know, timely for what's going on in the country right now.
Right.
You know, not getting political, but you have a big divide. And
sure.
This, I think, will show people that it is a melting pot, and there's no right or wrong or better or worse. Like, everyone does their own thing with food, and it brings everyone together.
And when does that show air?
Yeah, when does it air?
I think it'll be in the spring. So we just wrapped it. It's all in the can, and then, you know, they'll figure out when it's going to air.
So who wins? The Greek family, right?
The Greek family. They are Greek and Italian. So, I mean, the food is amazing.
If people aren't familiar with you, can you just give us a quick background? Graham Elliott,
sure,
celebrity chef, TV star,
well,
Cub fan.
Absolutely, yeah. Baseball nerd. Mm-hmm. So my
baseball
dad was,
lover.
Yes.
Yeah.
My dad was in the Navy, so I traveled all over the world, all 50 states. And then when I was 20, I moved to Chicago to work for Charlie Trotter, and been here ever since. So
you have to say in the city is I work for Charlie Trotter, and you gain instant credibility.
Right. And you know, the thing is, even if you say you ate there, you have credibility.
Because
I mean,
right, yes.
It
no.
was not just in Chicago, but in the country, the first to really do tasting menus and wine pairings. And, you know, you see chefs now having an empire of a million restaurants. That guy had, like, his one spot, you know, and was there every night. And it was incredible. Great, great experience.
Wow. Thanksgiving. Are you cooking, or is your wife?
I am. No, I am.
You're doing the cooking.
I am.
You don't get tired of it?
No,
I mean,
because
you have a restaurant. You're always cooking.
I don't get to cook a lot, especially for family. And what's really creepy is that, not creepy, but scary, is that I feel like I'm always getting judged, right? Because that's what I do. I'm a chef, and
right.
I judge people on TV. I feel that the expectation is so high. Like, this is going to be life-changing turkey. And I'm like, please, I'm cooking in the same, like, fire alarm, smoke alarm kitchen that you are. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm trying so hard not to look like a mook.
See, that's how I feel if we had a dinner party and Graham came over, he'd be judging us on our food.
I would love to cook a big dinner party for Graham.
Yeah?
Because but here's why. Well, yes, I do think you might be. No, I don't think you'd be judgy.
No.
I think that you enjoy it. So you enjoy that homemade process, and you enjoy what other people put out to serve. Granted, it's edible. You know,
I mean, everyone does the best with what they can, right? Nobody just kind of halves it and says, okay, well, you know, friends are coming over, we'll kind of throw something in the microwave. People want to cook, but I've literally had people tell me, you're coming over, and my mom was actually going to make fried chicken and then got really nervous, so we just ordered pizza.
Man.
And I'm like,
now you feel bad.
No, it could be dried and burnt, but the fact that you're like cooking for us, that's awesome.
That's a big deal.
So, but I do get nervous that people are going to come over and feel, okay, I expect, you know, this is going to be the best thing. Just like if you're a musician or a painter and there's, you know, a holiday that is based around that, they right. expect to be the greatest thing
but
of all time.
Don't you pull out like all the stuff? So you're going to make, you know, your stuffing is going to have those two ingredients that nobody else's would, and your turkey is going to have this sauce on it, you know, that nobody right. else would.
Yeah, and so that's the thing. People always ask, what do you serve? And what I love about Thanksgiving, it is 100% American. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And you can get inspired by everything that America has. But take those dishes that when you close your eyes and take a bite, it reminds you of mom, grandma, like 1950s.
Sure, right.
Green bean casserole. You know, something like that.
I love yes. the green bean casserole.
Of course.
I love it.
But instead of canned green beans and a can of cream of mushroom soup,
yeah.
which is still good.
You make your own.
Absolutely. Just make some roasted mushrooms, thicken it, you know, a little flour, some cream, toss either, you know, asparagus or some fresh green beans, top it with fried shallots or onion rings. Done. You know what I mean? Like sweet potatoes, caramelized God, with maple or brown sugar,
we'll be right
topped
over.
With a ton of white chocolate chips and marshmallow. Done.
Just do the homemade process.
Yeah, like yeah. find a way to just take that whole idea and tweak it a little bit. That's all you got to do.
I follow you on Twitter because you're so entertaining. And last night you had a picture and the question was, does this belong on the Thanksgiving table? Yes or no? And you had a picture of the cranberries out of a can sitting yeah. on a plate.
Yes.
And I said, absolutely yes. And I retweeted it and people just ran with it.
Oh, it's amazing.
I so say yes, too.
Oh, 1,000%.
I think you
I
have
it.
Real cranberries, a dish of them that you
we
made.
We do that.
And then I think you have this one can because it's like a tradition
but
on the table.
Where Agreed. Did it start?
Again, I think if you look at all holidays, right? And I was literally researching this the other day because I'm such a nerd, right? And I have time on my hands. And I'm looking at holidays and American traditions. And almost all Christmas songs were written between like 45 and 52, right after World War II. Uh-huh. They said okay. the greatest Christmas in history was 45 after the war and all the troops came home.
Sure, I can see that.
All your like tinsel, you know, metal trees, you know, right after the war and all
yeah,
these,
yeah.
You know, materials are left over. All those Christmas carols, all the Frank Sinatra songs, and the same thing with holidays and Thanksgiving. All of these kind of dishes ended up coming after that. So you have cranberries that are turned into like a weird jelly mold in a can,
right.
and you taste it, and just like we're talking about baseball, Cracker Jacks and popcorn, there's yeah. clearly better food out there yeah. now, but you go to a game and you want that. You go to Thanksgiving table, you want the weird wobbly,
God, you're
you know,
so right.
cranberry
you're right.
With the rings on it.
Yeah,
even
right.
like you said, if almost everybody has their own family cranberry sauce, but you need that can, and everyone's going to go for a slice of it.
Everyone
just
will
the
go
texture
for a slice.
And
yes.
the history.
Yeah.
It's comforting.
That is so funny. Graham Elliott's in studio with us. We're going to take a break in a second, and we're going to have a pumpkin pie eating contest.
Yeah.
I just wanted to get the rules down because I feel like if you see the crust, you know it's store-bought.
No.
Because I made a homemade pie. Jane made a homemade pie, and we have the Costco, the greatest pumpkin pie on the planet from Costco, the size of a hubcap.
Sweet.
Over here.
Okay. So Pete wants to cut a circle out of the center, and I say you have to, because you're not going to be able to taste the crust okay. if you cut a circle. You got to cut a slice of pie.
Okay. So I used to be 400 pounds. Okay. Let me tell you how a big fat dude eats pie.
Okay.
You realize, think of a ravioli. You have pasta, and then the filling is the goodness in the middle. That's what
yeah.
you want. You don't want all the extra stuff on the outside.
Yeah.
A pie, you have a crust to hold the goodies,
yep.
right? Nobody goes and slices a piece hoping to just get dry, crunchy stuff.
I do.
Well, you're weird.
Thank you.
I take the pie and you start from the inside and go around. And so you have all the custardy, pumpkin-y goodness with a little crust underneath.
Right.
So
right.
I am all about, just like a center
Thank
cut
you.
Pork chop, I want center
there
cut
is.
Pie.
I can't believe it.
So we're going to cut
yeah,
the center. So this is going to be a great blind taste test.
All right, fine.
I am so psyched.
Now,
but
before
I really like my crust.
I know you do.
Store.
She's been talking about it all morning.
We'll work on that. We'll convert you.
Before we take a break, the reason we wanted to have you in here is because we wanted to fire off questions at you.
Yes.
Like cooking a turkey in a bag. What do you think about that?
I think that that's sacrilegious. I don't get it.
It keeps the juices in. Why?
Yeah,
a lot of people do that.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not cooking. There's no romance to that. Right?
Okay.
It's like saying I'm going to cook a turkey in a microwave. Like, sure, it might come out moist, but that's lame. Like, you got to show that you know how to cook.
Right.
So,
put it in the oven.
I mean, same thing we were just talking about with cranberries. I feel like you could get either a dried, you know, mold or fake turkey to put on the table that looks like Norman Rockwell.
Oh, yeah.
But you still need a turkey to taste good. So, like, I never roast a whole turkey because it doesn't cook evenly, right? The legs will be, half done by the time the breast is dry, right, the skin's exactly. not crispy. So I break it down into different parts and kind of cook everything separately.
Oh.
That's your secret.
That's it.
So here's the other question. If you have a frozen, the 15-pound frozen turkey, Thanksgiving is in 2 days, that right. better be out of the freezer and thawing in the refrigerator right now.
1,000%. I always tell people the biggest trick is that Thanksgiving is all about family and hanging out. So if you're stuck in the kitchen because you are trying to make every single thing the day of, you are totally screwed, right? You're behind the eight ball the whole time. Spend the 2 days getting into it, doing some cranberry sauce, roasting off sweet potato or having them all peeled and diced,
right.
having the sauce made, you know, roasting off some bones to kind of get a stock ready to make a gravy. So day of, you're just throwing things in the oven and finishing it all.
Right.
Just like a restaurant. There's yes. no way that we're open tonight and we're going to start every single thing right now because right. you'll never get it done. You always are working ahead a day or two. It has to be the same with the holidays.
What about cooking a turkey upside down?
You can do that if you start it at 500 first and some butter on the skin and get tons of color, and then you try to flip it over. You
okay.
know what I mean?
Yep.
But think about it. If we were cooking something for a couple of days, gravity will do its thing and keep it a little more moist. If you're throwing it in for a few hours, like, you're give or take, you're either going to get a little more moisture, but at the same time, liquid will fall and start to make that skin kind of soggy and weird.
Okay.
So for me, it's being able to throw it in, usually do the breast separate, get color on it, roast it.
Boy, and then that's a great idea.
Then turn down the heat at like 250 and cook it long and low and slow, almost like you would like, you know, a barbecue or something like that.
I think my brother Johnny cut the turkey last year, and it looked like he did it with a dull spoon.
Because like Christmas Vacation, I mean, where they're like the turkey pops.
Right. I mean, those weird electric knives. Remember those that kind of go back and forth? Like, you know.
It's the worst. And you do the big holiday deal, don't you, with your brothers?
The big holiday deal. What do you mean? The party drinking?
I thought it was
all of the above.
Thing. Yeah.
We do everything. Right. Sure.
They do that every weekend, Graham.
Is it every... Okay.
They drink and party every weekend.
I still have yet to get my invitation to the Brother Fest.
That's coming up in December.
Yes. I have that on the calendar.
All right.
I do, and it's like the 9th.
Yes, it is.
See? Look, oh my God.
But it's not really for air, but that's okay. keep talking about it.
I'm going to Facebook Live and Instagram Live the whole dinner and whole party.
You know, you're talking about traditional foods for Thanksgiving. I'm Lebanese, so my mother has been rolling grape leaves for the last 2 weeks. I'm serious.
Really?
Yes.
That's
crazy. And
very
I
ambitious.
So look forward to eating grape leaves. And I was telling Jane yesterday, we were talking on the phone, that I get there and I just focus and I eat too much and it just expands in my stomach.
Mm-hmm.
You're a guy that was overweight.
Yeah.
You said you were 400 pounds.
Totally.
How do you deal with that?
It's literally all about being choosy. You know what I mean? Like, I could either eat 5 ounces of turkey or, you know, one large portion of stuffing. So I have to do things in proportion.
Yeah.
And just like, in a restaurant, I want a little bit of everything. So
right.
you have turkey
yes.
that's got great salt and roasty, you know, bird flavor with a little bit of that sweet tart action coming from the cranberry, tiny bite of, you know, garlicky mashed potato for savory. You need to be able to, like, have
yes.
a little bit of everything together.
And mix it all up because those flavors combine so well, especially
right.
with Thanksgiving meal.
Yeah.
And I think you're right. Like, I love to eat and I will overeat, but I will continue to eat, especially on a holiday. But if you do little portions of everything, then you get to taste it all.
Yes.
I love it.
And
I'm with you.
And it's all about grazing.
It's all about grazing.
Now, throughout the day.
The problem is those appetizers ahead of time.
Yes.
Because you
well,
can
like
go
you're
crazy
saying, grape leaves.
Oh.
Right? If they're on a platter somewhere and you're going to crush them.
I'm going to eat all of them.
Just like people do like
all of them.
Parker House dinner rolls that
yeah.
are warm sitting. Or like the pre-made frozen croissants and there's warm, salty butter sitting up. Like, you know you're going to grab those and eat them throughout the day. Like,
yeah.
it's just going to happen.
Well, you just switch to vodka at that point. You get rid of the beer,
potatoes,
it'll expand your stomach.
Right.
Yes,
see,
it is.
It's about
yeah.
being choosy.
I'm going to take a break. Jane is going to cut up the pumpkin pie, a middle section,
no,
and Graham's going to tell us what is the greatest pie.
I'm going to cut slices and then cut a piece off.
Will right. the pumpkin, okay. The homemade, Jane's homemade pumpkin pie, or Pete's homemade pumpkin pie, or the Costco pumpkin pie win? We'll find
Whoa.
Out next. Graham Elliott in studio with us at 720 WGN. WGN, Pete McMurray, Jane Monzuris, in for Bill and Wendy in studio with us, celebrity chef Graham Elliott. The text messages are coming in while Jane's going to, we're having a pumpkin pie eating contest. Jane,
over here.
Jane made a homemade pie. I made a homemade pie. Yes, I made a pie last night.
That's amazing.
I didn't realize that you had to wrap the crust in foil, which is a big pain in the butt.
Yes.
I'd rather go to Costco, and I brought the Costco pumpkin pie in. Okay. Real quick, as she's passing out the pumpkin pie, what about cutting the turkey butterfly?
It's, well, here's the thing. This is what I actually
630 like. Area code, okay?
Oh, okay. Well, now I got to like change my answer. So, what I like to do is take the breast and literally slice it lengthwise and then go back and cut it in half so you have four, you know, quarters. You roast it all in the pan, baste it with butter, garlic, and thyme, and then finish it in the oven. And when you slice it, it is like an incredibly juicy pork loin.
So it's, you like the butterfly.
I love it. Again, you have to think, what do you want? Do you want this beautiful, you know, American classic brown turkey that
yeah.
might be really dry and gross,
yep.
but it looks good? Or do you want turkey that's really delicious, you know?
Right. Another 630 area code. I have trouble getting meat thermometers at the right place in the breast.
Right. So it's really important when you're doing a thermometer that you stay away from like that center bone, because clearly that's going to be way less as far as a temperature than the meat and the breast that you're looking for. So go right into the thickest part, right into the center, and that's going to be what you're looking for. So right around, you know, 160.
I feel like every time we buy a meat thermometer, they break right away.
Yeah?
Yeah. Now they have the ones that you have the app, so you don't even have to look in the oven.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, you can look on your phone. You haven't seen those?
No.
Oh, wow.
Wait, I have a question about the meat thermometer. Did you say digital, or did you say the ones that are the, you know, just whatever, the regular ones?
The ones that you buy at Jewel for $1.99?
Do they break?
I have four of those.
Yeah, yeah, I never use them. To get to 175.
See, here's the thing, right? I just know what I grew up with. I love when you put that little thing in that pops up when it's ready, like
right.
the red dot. You know,
turkey's done.
I love that. And the other thing, it's like when you think of mom making cookies, you think of the beaters.
Yes.
When I think of turkey, I think of like the world's biggest baster. You know what I mean? Where it looks like a baseball bat with like a yellow squeegee thing on the end.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I just think that's
you
got
to hurry up
thing.
And take a bite of the pumpkin pie before I go into
commercials.
Keep it
in that order, like that angle, because I know whose is whose.
All right.
I'm going to guess which one's Costco first.
Okay, go ahead.
Ready? I'm going Costco right here.
That's the Costco pie. I can even tell.
You
it's
can
perfect.
Tell perfect. And the crust looks kind of janky. But I mean, nothing against Costco.
Right.
I'm just saying.
Costco? That's
Typical.
A great pie. Come on.
It is.
Say it. It's a great pie.
It's a great pie, but its texture is super even all the way through, and it's nice and custardy.
Yep.
But the biggest thing is that it's the right proportion of spice.
It's perfect.
You get a tiny bit of
How
cinnamon.
Do they do
it's perfect.
I mean,
$5.99, the size of a hubcap.
No
Why
way.
Wouldn't you?
Really?
Yeah,
yes.
I
bought four of
piece.
Them.
Everybody can literally get their own pie.
Yes.
Like everyone in the family. Okay.
All
now
right.
Now I'm going this one.
Okay.
And I am going to guess that this is Pete's.
I don't know. I don't know which is which.
I'm going to wait till he says who the winner is.
Okay.
Then I'm going to tell you.
All right.
That one almost tastes like it's got salt in it. A little pinch of salt. Like it's. I don't know. It tastes a little savory-ish.
All right.
I like the texture. I'm looking at that crust.
Uh-huh.
Crust has color on the bottom.
Color.
I like that. Yeah, the crust is pretty good.
Shoot.
And then somebody here looks like they, when you're in a restaurant, you burn something, you try to flip it upside down. It looks like somebody
kind
of made
mine.
Something wrong and
That's
then coated it in whipped cream so
I
that I don't
realize.
See.
Well,
Shoot.
I'll just be honest. Both Pete and mine, we had to do the thermometer to make sure it was done. So I put a dollop of homemade whipped cream versus non-homemade whipped cream.
Okay. So again, I don't know whose is whose, but I'm going to have to say that this one right here, this last one that I had, is my favorite.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that Jane's?
I don't know. But look at the height.
Oh, it's perfect.
And look at the texture. So this one, right? Look at the color.
Yep. We see it.
It's like
that
a little more yellowishy.
Yeah.
Looks like it almost was made with fresh pumpkin or you know, even though I'm sure it's probably like your canned pumpkin puree.
Go ahead.
It's got, I don't know, it's not as sweet. And this one.
All right, I'm going to tell you what. The one your favorite pumpkin pie is Pete's.
Cut it out.
Good job.
That is not my pie.
Good job.
What?
Mine is savory because I use some yams in there. Some sweet potatoes mixed with the puree.
Wait a second. Did I just
Congrats. Try it. Try it and tell me that you don't get a pinch of salt at the end.
What?
Here, Pete.
What? Are you kidding me? By the way, for the price and the time, I would go straight to Costco for $5.99.
I'm not going to lie. The Costco one is pretty legit.
I haven't even tried this yet.
So did you not like that? I'm kind of upset.
No, I did like it, but you're right.
Hold that thought.